Welcome to Twins Coast to Coast Mirror Image MS Madness Podcast. We are identical twins, Tamara and Terry, living with multiple sclerosis. We are MS advocates who hope to shine a light on our experience to enhance others' understanding of living with a chronic illness. Our podcast is unique, informative, and we hope inspirational. Welcome to Twins Coast to Coast MS Madness Podcast. We are delighted and honored today to welcome Dr. Terry Walls to our program. Dr. Walls is a professor of medicine at the University of Iowa, and she is a patient with secondary progressive multiple sclerosis who was confined to a wheelchair for 4 years when she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. She has now improved her health with her lifestyle program called the Terry Walls Protocol. Welcome, Dr. Walls.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored to be here.
We're so happy that you're here. And we would like to start off by just asking you a little bit about your story.
Sure. So, I was diagnosed in 2000. I saw the very best people, took the newest drugs. In 2003, I'm in a tilt reclined wheelchair, clearly getting worse. That's when I go back to reading the basic science, and I decide mitochondria are key. I take some supplements designed for my mitochondria. It slows my decline. Then I discover a study using electrical stimulation of muscles in 2007. I ask my physical therapist if I can try that. He agrees. And we add that to my physical therapy. I discovered the Institute for Functional Medicine. I take their course on neuroprotection. I have a longer list of supplements. And I add them. Then I have this really big aha. What if I redesign my paleo diet that I've been doing for 5 years based on this long list of supplements that I've gotten from my research and from the Institute for Functional Medicine? And I start this new, very structured paleo diet December 26th. Of 2007. Now, at that point, I cannot sit up more than 10 minutes because of severe fatigue and weakness in my core muscles. I'm either in bed or in a tilt-reclined wheelchair with my knees higher than my nose. So gravity holds me in the chair. I can walk just a few steps using two walking sticks. I'm beginning to have brain fog. My boss has reassigned me to the traumatic brain injury clinic, and I'm going to have to see patients directly without residents. A job that I clearly don't have the physical strength to do. And I'm going to start that in January. The first 2 weeks of January, I watch my colleagues from my tilt reclined wheelchair. The third week of January, I start and it goes okay. At the end of the week, it's like, I think I can do this. My physical therapist says, Terry, you're getting stronger. He advances my exercises. And by the end of February, I tell my family, this is a big deal, I want to sit up in a regular chair for supper. That goes okay. And in March, I began walking with two walking sticks, then with one, then without. And on Mother's Day of 2008, I tell my family I want to try riding my bike, which I've not done for 6 years. We have an emergency family meeting, and my wife tells my son, who's 16, 6'5", Zach, you run alongside on the left. My 13-year-old daughter, you run alongside on the right. She'll follow. And I bike around the block.
Wow.
That 16-year-old boy, he's crying. My 13-year-old, she's crying. Jackie's crying. And I'm crying. And if you look at my eyes, you'll see that, I'm still crying now as I retell that story, because that's when I understood that the current understanding of secondary progressive MS is incomplete. Yes. Who knows how much recovery might be possible. By October, Jackie signs me up for an 18.5-mile bike ride. And when I cross that finish line, once again, everybody's crying. And this really changes how I think about disease and health. It will change the way I practice medicine, and it will change the focus of my research. And it's my personal mission, my personal big, hairy, audacious goal is to teach other clinicians and the world that there's so much that we can do that changes the course of our care in the course of our disease, that everyone should be told as soon as they're diagnosed, you got to fix your diet. Yes. We need to exercise. We need to manage our stress. We got to sleep. And that's just as important as any other treatment.
Dr. Walls, that sounds like your aha moment when you were in the wheelchair. You decided for yourself that you wanted to see if you could change from traditional medicine. You said you were on Tysabri at the time. It wasn't working. You were continuing to decline. In your research and in your knowledge base, why did you create this special diet? And I know with the mitochondria and the different makeups, what was it that wanted you to research that?
I asked myself, am I really doing all that I can? And I can still think pretty clearly. That's when I said, well, I could start reading the research. So I started reading animal studies and decided mitochondria were key. And interestingly enough, it was my neurologist that introduced me to the paleo diet in 2002, when I was still walking around, by the way. So I'd read the research at that time and said, okay, there's good research to support this. I will try it. Mm-hmm. And I still was going downhill. So I'd given up grains, legumes, dairy. I was eating a bunch of meat, vegetables, eggs. But I was still going downhill. I'm adding mitochondrial focus supplements. That slows my decline. I am thrilled. And that's when I'm like, okay, I'm figuring out stuff that my neurologist doesn't know, my primary care doc doesn't know. I'm going to focus on what are all the interventions that science says create health. I'm just going to focus on creating as much health as I can. And as I'm doing this, and I'm slowly adding more stuff, the electrical stimulation was a big add. Doing the functional medicine course was another big add. And they were the ones who got me to take eggs out. Turned out that, for me, was a huge discovery for me. Adding organ meat was probably a huge discovery. Really ramping up the greens, the mushrooms, were also really, really big adds. And the very intentional of, like, I have to be sure that everything that I'm doing, I can. Because, I could take a few steps. I could tell that my thinking was beginning to be affected. I could still have had great use of my hands. And I'm like, I know things that are lost aren't coming back. So I got to do all that I can to keep what I have as long as possible. And it's really quite interesting that I'd recovered remarkably, but because I'd let go of the future as a coping strategy, I didn't know what any of it meant until I rode that bike.
Wow.
And that's why when I tell that bike story, I get so emotional, because that's when hope came back. That's when I realized, like, oh my God, who knows how much recovery might be possible. And I can now jog slowly 20 minutes on my treadmill.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. Terry, you have given all of us living with both Tamara and I both have secondary progressive MS. We're mirror image twins, meaning I'm a lefty, she's a righty, and our symptoms at the beginning were opposite of one another. Now we're in the reclined wheelchairs. Fortunately, we still have our core muscles. When you say electrical stimulation, we're huge believers of that. I did the MyoCycle this morning, and we do the LocoMat, and we do everything we can to keep our bodies strong. And we follow, maybe not as closely as we do, but we are following a lot of your suggestions through the protocol.
I'm so glad to hear that. And the current understanding of progressive MS is, it's relentless downhill, loss of muscles, eventually loss of brain, loss of cognitive ability, difficulty with emotions, bladder control, bowel control, all sorts of, really challenging stuff. My clinical experience with other folks in the secondary progressive or primary progressive phase that who are like you, tilt reclining wheelchair, through a very aggressive look at the functional medicine, what are all the root causes, diet, stress, microbiome, et cetera, and addressing those so we can stop the damage. And then using electrical stimulation to exercise, grow those health-promoting nerve growth factors in the brain. And if you have someone who, like you just said, are willing to do the work, we, in fact, defy the odds. People actually begin to get stronger.
Yeah.
Function begins to improve. Mental clarity improves. Mobility sometimes makes significant improvement. And I tell folks, even for those who don't make, who are not going to walk again, and we have spinal cord injury folks that we work with, like, yep, you're not going to walk again. But the electrical stimulation of muscles can keep your blood sugar health much better, your blood lipids much better, your brain much better, because it's going to make those endorphins, those nerve growth factors, and those helpful cytokines that are now what we call the anti-inflammatory cytokines that only get made when you exercise. So the eSTIM is really fabulous, whether or not you ever walk.
Right.
Whether or not you ever walk, because it's so good for all the metabolic health and the brain nerve growth factors. I jog, but I still do my eSTIM a couple hours a day because my brain loves it. And I can tell if I'm not getting my eSTIM, it's, I don't sleep quite as well. My mood's not quite as good. My mental clarity is not quite as good. My brain and my body love the eSTIM. So I fit it into my day.
Agree. Both of us fit that in almost every day. And it feels so good. Yes.
What you're sharing with us, Dr. Walls, is that even though you may not be someone that's going to walk out of your wheelchair, to be proactive, to do the STEM, be active in your diet will help your quality of life.
Absolutely. Because you want to keep your functions that you have as long as possible. That means you want to stop the damage. So fix your diet, reduce your toxins, fix your sleep, do these what we call modifiable lifestyle factors, one step at a time, at the achievable step. And that's part of why I'm so excited that we have the Walls Protocol mobile program that identified in a very thoughtful way to help people identify what your health goals are, what your priorities are. We'll give you some suggestions and then help you identify, and I hope you can see my little fingers here, one small actionable next step at a time. And we'll help you rank order the things that are most impactful versus the things that are easiest to do. Then as you master that, we'll give you some suggestions as to what are the other areas that you might consider adding. And so we certainly have had people report marvelous success. We know that it can be helpful to have peer support and a chance to talk with other folks that are in this same circumstance with you.
Yes. Well, that's what I love about the program that you've set up, the masterclass, where you can go in and you can identify each area of interest, listen to your 3 to 4 minute segments and suggestions. Is marvelous because a lot of us can fit that into our day instead of going, well, let's listen to a hour long tutorial. Let's just listen to these little clips and then blend them in, then journal. And there are those little pods that you can mingle with and talk with other groups.
Yeah, I think it's really essential to have things be bite-sized in terms of your learning, bite-sized in terms of the actions. We have another new feature that I see. We have Josh. I'm going to let him talk about. It was a challenge that you can do, invite others to join you with. Josh, perhaps you could comment on that?
Sure. Yeah, letting the cat out of the bag, huh? So we're going to be officially launching this soon. But the premise is that sometimes it's hard to be fully accountable with everything you're doing with everyone around you. And sometimes if you pick one action, like, for example, and I always pick on them, eating those leafy greens, people, tend to have a hard time working those in. And so, finding someone else or a group of people, maybe in an online community or somewhere else where you know that's a topic of conversation and people are having a hard time doing it, you can connect with other folks, invite them into that little bit of an experience with you together in, you know, something like an eating veggies challenge, right? Which is going to be a supported challenge. You can be with them together in that small group focused on that one thing. Everyone can set their own goals because, again, people, they all come with their own, you know, starting points. And some people are great at eating veggies and some are just getting started with it. And so they can all pick their goals and then track how well they're doing to their own goal, not someone else's goal. So we'll show people on a relative basis how they're doing together and we'll let them talk about it and they can share information. They can group chat, share videos, photos, recipes, whatever it is that they'd like in there.
So audience, if you don't already know, Josh is with the Masterclass app. And he is, I'm going to have you just break it down in simple terms. Tell us all about the app itself.
Sure. I'm just going to start off and clarify. It's Master Health, not Masterclass. Just if you go there,
yes,
you won't find
Master
it.
So. Sorry.
No problem. With Master Health, the Walls Protocol is one of our premier programs that we have on there. And really what we're trying to help people do is build healthy habits, you know, that's going to work them to get closer and closer to their health goals every day, right? I think, you know, the premise of why I started the company is because, you know, it's clear there's lots of really, really good health plans out there. And I think the Walls Protocol is probably one of the most exemplary that exists, especially in this one-to-many, very accessible format, like in her book. And I'd say, so go buy the book because there's a lot of stuff you're going to get in the book that's not in the app. But what's clear is there's 112 different habits to work through that we've mapped from the book into the program. And if you ask most people, you know, how do you start these 112 different habits? It's overwhelming. It's really hard. And so, you know, put this together to help people figure out, you know, where to start, how to build from, you know, from a slow, easy start to something significant. And when I say slow, easy start, it's not insignificant. So for every one of the habits there, Dr. Walls and I spoke about what is, and the question I posed to her was, what's the minimum effective dose or amount you could do of this action such that it will have some impact, right? Not that it's negligible or unimpactful. So, you know, it's what's that starting point and then how do you build toward that? And how do we as a platform, how do we help nudge you towards your goals in a meaningful way? And most of the time, hopefully for you, that means progress and do more. But, you know, we also understand that sometimes life's hard, right? And so it's how do you take a step back in a way where you're not going to feel bad about it. And we can suggest which action should you do less of. So if you don't have as much time, where should you give, right? And ideally you don't pick the thing that's the most impactful and you say, oh, I'm not going to do this because I don't have time. We can help you to identify and say, well, if something's got to go, get rid of this thing that's actually the least impactful right now, which isn't always obvious. So that's a little bit at a high level around, you know, Master Health, how it works and yeah.
Well, I think it's wonderful. And Tamara and I are definitely enjoying it and navigating through it. I can honestly say I'm more accountable every day when my little, it pops up like, have you done this? And I'll go through and look at my daily actions that I've set for myself. And like you said, Josh, some days we master them, some days we don't. So I really appreciate what you two have developed. It's great.
Wonderful. Thanks for that. And I'm glad the experience is working out well for you.
So we're excited for the addition that you'll be adding to the Master Health. So that's going to be great. Terry, Dr. Walls, what last words would you like to give our audience today to know about your protocol?
If I can come back from such profound disability, there's plenty of reason to think that there's hope for you. Regardless of your level of disability. One more thing I'm going to pitch is we're always recruiting for research studies and research participants. So I invite your listeners to also go to terrywalls.com/MS study. So you can see what studies we're recruiting for. And please consider completing the survey so you can at least be on our research registry. So if you're not eligible for this study, we can let you know about future studies that we will be conducting.
Wonderful, wonderful. Identical twins. There we go on health. Thank you, Dr. Walls, for all that you do for the MS community and research. And Josh, thank you for your platform and for the two of you working together to help benefit people living with autoimmune diseases. Thank you so much.
And we would love to have you back on anytime.
I will keep reaching out. This has been wonderful. Thank you for the wonderful work the two of you are doing.
Thank you, Dr. Walls. That means a lot.
Thanks for listening to Mirror Image MS Madness, where we share the good, the bad, and the funny. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Twins Coast to Coast. That's Twins Coast, the number two coast. You can also email us at twinscoasttocoast@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Stay tuned to our next episode. We release our dates on Instagram, so follow us there for updates. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to find your happy place, and we will see you in the next one. Mwah.